Yeah, it's kind of everything. I did a little research on it. It's because even though you have an XPR XXXX, okay, it could have a different chipset in it. They ran out of IC201, then they put in IC202. So it has to do with, you know, what actual physical hardware components are in it. It has to do with band split. It has to do with, it has to do kind of like with everything. It's kind of like Motorola's, another way of Motorola identifying what's in it. So, you know, if they change one master IC chip or something like that, it programs a little differently. So that's kind of how it does. And sometimes it's just as simple as, okay, this radio can go up to 502 and this radio can go up to 512. Or down to 420, or down only to 430. So it kind of encompasses a lot of things for them. So it's, you know, that's why, you know, not just a serial number, but let's say they built X amount of radios that have this chipset in them that go from 420 to 512, and it has this chipset in it. That's what that number means. It identifies it not just being an XPR 7550, it identifies where in the build world it was built.